I don't go to Bubba's Sulky Lounge. Nothing against it. I just hadn't been one of those things I've done. But my buddy Bobby Witkowski does, or did when he lived here. And you know the thing about it is, most people don't know, but there's a big video screen, and there's Bobby dancing with his fedora and his wide leg britches as he's getting down at Bubba's Sulky Lounge to this song right here. Bobby Witkowski, all the way from New Orleans, still getting it done in Portland, Maine.
Yes.
Bubba's.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been there, but I should go. What's that? Yeah, he's going to be here. We're looking forward to it.
Bobby's coming?
He's coming from New Orleans.
He comes up here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. He's coming, man. Yeah. He's got to go up to your old cafe.
He absolutely. He
probably goes
up
to Rangeley so he can make a detour.
He's got
to
come up.
But you can just see him. Can't you see him in your own mind just prancing on the floor right now in front of all the girls?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Man, we love you.
Absolutely.
We love you. In spite of yourself, we love you. All right, I want you all to hear this, and I want you to understand why I'm playing it. It's from this weekend. I don't remember who she is. I don't really care. But it's just so... Acting like everything in 2020 was so great, you know, there was no delay in people calling states or anything like that. I mean, how long did it take to call Pennsylvania? Was it 7 days? It
took a long time.
How long did it take to call Arizona?
It was Saturday.
It was a few weeks in Arizona.
Well, no, Arizona, Fox called that night.
Well, I know Fox did, but they didn't get the votes counted, though.
Right, right.
How long did it take them to get the votes counted?
It was well over
weeks.
A month, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was a long time. So she's acting like, you know, that there were no problems.
As I understand it, nearly all votes cast in this upcoming election will be recorded on paper. Last night...
Absolutely. 100% will be.
Okay.
It's actually security paper with the state seal on it.
Okay. Important point to establish, because yesterday President Trump said something that implies that because it can take time to tabulate votes, there might be something nefarious here. Take a listen.
All right, so I need to tell you who these people are. This is the gal that runs Face the Nation, and the person she's talking to is Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. We spend all this money on machines, and then they announce, we expect to have the results like 7 days after the election. If you had paper ballots, you get them at 10 o'clock. France went to paper because what we did didn't work.
He's pointing to a lack of paper ballots as a problem here. Is he accurately describing what's happening, and how long will it take to tabulate votes?
In Georgia, 100% of all the votes cast will be on a paper ballot. But actually, nationwide, it's going to be over 96 to 97% of all voting in America will be on paper ballots. But we
actually,
also just put into law this year with SB 189 that all early votes and all early accepted ballots, they all will have to have their results reported by 8 p.m. That's 70, maybe even 75% of all the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night.
Won't take 7 days to tabulate votes, as he said?
Absolutely not. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. And so
she's acting like that it didn't take Arizona weeks to count all the votes. They did. I remember because, as you'll recall, when Fox made that call that Arizona went to Biden, there were still 200,000 ballots to be counted. I mean,
right.
I can go back. I played it all. I documented it all when it happened. She's acting like that everybody knew who won the election on election night, that it was all done with. I mean, it's so dishonest, but they hate this man so viscerally. I hope America just shows up to vote and takes the media and all these crooked people. Boy, that was really, I almost just said, screw it, I'm going to say it. That was really actually very close. And I've stopped swearing. I was swearing a lot lately, and I've stopped. But, man, because they're just so despicable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's being dishonest here. There were massive issues in counting votes in 2020. Massive issues. Arizona took weeks to count those final 200,000 votes. Georgia, I mean, We all saw what was going on in Georgia. It took a long time. How long did Pennsylvania take?
Right.
And part of that was the Supreme Court errantly stepped in and changed the rules around September 20th of 2020. It was a legislative body's authority to do it. They refused to act, so the Supreme Court stepped in, and now that has been rolled back, that it was illegal for them to have done what they've done, of course, with no penalty or consequence.
So I have a question for you, because you're originally from Florida, and they count their votes pretty fast. What is it about Georgia that they're so much slower?
Well, they're Bulldogs.
Okay.
You know, I mean, let's face it. Although they did beat the hell out of Texas over the weekend, but they're Bulldogs. No, you
That's
know,
totally
I think the problem was what? Fulton County. Yeah. It's all these corrupt cities that are the big cities. It's not the rural areas. It's the big cities. And they are run by corrupt politicians all over the country, which is why their internal infrastructure is crumbling. Mm-hmm. And they're a large percentage of their people live in abject poverty. Well, because they're corrupt.
Yeah, because it was just a miracle that John Kennedy happened to win Illinois by 9,000 votes in 1960.
And we really know what happened there, don't we? We know. And, you know, again, to Richard Nixon's
daily
credit,
we wonder, you know?
They were, he was bagged by people on both sides to challenge the Illinois election because of so many provable dead people voting in that election. Right. And to Nixon's credit, he said he would not put the country through it.
Well, remember, there were two states in that election. The other one that was close, that if he'd won both these states, he would have been over the top, was Texas.
Right.
With LBJ. And LBJ was known as Landslide Lyndon because I think he may have stuffed some ballots.
No.
Well, we know for a fact that his first election, he actually lost. They have now gone through and proven it. Lyndon Johnson literally lost his first election. But they used some shenanigans and declared him the winner. But now, after the fact, and when it doesn't really matter, and had he lost that election, we probably would have never heard of him.
And call me crazy, but aren't they investigating Stacey Abrams and that organization that she was?
Oh, yeah, they're under federal investigation.
Exactly.
It's amazing, all these groups like the National Action Network and the Rainbow Coalition and Stacey Abrams groups. They're all out there on behalf of black people. But you know what the consistent thing is?
Wait.
Black people never get better.
And Act Blue.
Black Blue's
right
in serious
now.
Trouble.
Yeah. Right now.
But all these groups like Jesse Jackson's group and Al Sharpton's group and Stacey Abrams' groups, they're all out to advance black people. But guess what?
Nothing
black
ever
people
happens.
Never get better off because of their actions. You know who gets better off? They do. Remember when Jesse Jackson was shaking down Budweiser hard? That their
the
board
Rainbow
wasn't.
Coalition.
The Rainbow Coalition was going after him. Their board was too white. They didn't have enough. And then suddenly, it was just really crazy. But Jesse's son got a distributorship in Chicago, and we never heard another word.
Trump told you that Al Sharpton came knocking on his door all the time.
Oh, I believe that.
What did I tell you guys?
What did I tell you guys last week?
You know who got the Ellis Island Award? There were three people who got it at the same time.
Donald Trump. Was
one was Rosa Parks.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other was Muhammad Ali, and the third person was
Donald Trump.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Right. And how many NAACP awards does he have?
Yeah, exactly. And they praised him.
More than one.
You know what? Until he came down the elevator, he was the champion of minorities in New York. Right. And then suddenly they turned on him and,
It's funny. I just watched an interview with him back when he was 34 years old. And you should pull that up.
I
watched Walters.
It. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You should
amazing.
Pull that up and play it for the people because
it's amazing.
What he said when he was 34 years old is exactly what's going on
right
now. What they're doing to him.
He did an interview with Oprah in early 90s, and he said those same things he said to Barbara Walters.
Right.
And, of course, Oprah fawned over him.
Sure did.
Just as Whoopi Goldberg fawned over him. And all these other women fawned over him until suddenly they decided he was a pariah because...
But that's the thing. What he was saying back then, you know, I mean,
it's all true.
It started with Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
Right? He interviewed with Phil Donahue. He said the exact same thing on Phil Donahue as what he said on Oprah. Right? And one of the things that he was talking about, even back then, was the Chinese.
Yeah, of course.
And the problem with the Chinese.
Richard Nixon wrote about it in his last book, In the Arena, in 1990, that the threat to this nation was never the military might of Russia.
No.
The threat to this nation was China's economic might as they continued to adopt Western ideals about the economy. Mm-hmm. He said, China will take us over if we don't smarten up here. Yep. Now, he was the guy that obviously opened the world up to China. And when I was a kid, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I 10 years old. I'm watching this unfold. I remember talking to my dad about it. I'm like, this president, he is so magnificent. He's doing something no one else could ever do. Yeah. You know, only a communist. Only
what a mistake
only
that
an
was.
Though. Anti-communist could go to communist China. Yeah. But it was a huge mistake. Hey, we got to bring Jess Gagne in.
Okay. Yes.
Jess Gagne is joining us. She is a morning news anchor from WMTW Channel 8 News. Jess, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing on this Monday?
We are wonderful. Hey, I noticed we're running a promo celebrating the 70th anniversary of WMDW.
I know. Isn't that cool? 70 years. It's been a long time from up on Mount Washington with the tower up there to down where we are in Westbrook now. It's nice to be just a small part of that long legacy. But yeah, 70 years.
Were you around back then, you know, broadcasting 70 years ago?
Oh, yeah, you know, from somewhere. Now, it's kind of crazy for, you know, they brought out some of the old pictures and from the station throughout the years to sort of make the promo. And I felt like, you know, it has my face in it. And I'm like, should I even? I just feel like such a tiny part of the station's really long legacy and impact. But, you know, it's been a great one. And it's just great that we have, you know, local news that's been successful and persisting in this market for a really long time, you know, strong stations that people respect and trust. So really cool to be a part of that legacy, just a small part.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's face it. 70 years ago, you were broadcasting from the heavens before you were down here on Earth. Let's
face it. Born to do it, right?
That's what angels do, right? You're an angel, right? Right? There we go.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. There we go. So, Jess, what are some of the big stories other than your 70th anniversary you guys cover? Yeah.
We had a live report this morning from Jay. We'll probably be up there later today as skeletal remains were found there over the weekend. What we do know this morning is they're not the remains of Kimberly Moreau, who went missing in that area more than 30 years ago. Her father has been looking for her since then. We've been told it's not her, but we still don't have the gender, the age, any identification on the remains that were found. So we're going to be digging away on that story this morning up in Jay. Also, a Hannaford recall for people to be aware of. If, you know, it is breakfast time, you're making your breakfast and you have some Hannaford brand waffles that you bought between January and just as recently, October 18th, you're going to want to throw them away because there's a possible listeria contamination. So it's for the chocolate chip, the home style, multigrain, blueberry, buttermilk, a lot of varieties affected here. You can also return them for a refund.
Okay, and so then, it wasn't Eggo waffles though, right?
Yeah, not Eggo.
Because my grandson Charlie loves Eggo. He's like, Papa, get your hands off of my Eggos.
I am partial to homemade waffles.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you make them yourself?
No, I have someone else.
No, your mother makes them for you.
Or my grandmother.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who doesn't love mom or grandma's waffles?
Exactly.
I mean, of course we do.
And more importantly, they love to make them for
me. Really. Yeah. He loves the waffles, too.
Yeah, my grandson Charlie, he's an Eggo waffle kid. He is. He loves them. He comes over to the house. He goes and opens the freezer. And we the grandchildren call Dee Dee Dodie. Dodie, do we have waffles?
Oh, it's something about the crunch and the sweetness. I don't know. It's just, I'm a huge fan. It's my breakfast food of choice. I know a lot of people might be pancakes or crepes. Yeah. You know, that's a big one in the French Canadian community where I'm from, too, Biddeford. But I'm going waffle 100% of the time if given the option between those three on a breakfast menu.
I have my own special batch of waffle and pancake batter. And, in fact, when my kids were in high school, their friends would come over on Saturday morning, and I would make waffles or pancakes. And one of my son Connor's friends did say, nobody makes pancakes like you, because they were fluffy and they were light.
You got to box it and sell it.
Oh, and I'm telling you.
You got to
put the good stuff in it, though. You got to put the good stuff, all the right spices in it. Absolutely.
What's the secret? Can you share?
Well, nutmeg is a go-to for me. I think nutmeg is the singular greatest spice there is. I really believe
that's
that.
That's what makes the pumpkin spice latte, right? Like
absolutely.
The pumpkin spice is basically nutmeg. I'm a huge fan.
And I'll tell you, you know, at Christmas, hot chocolate's a big thing. You put a little nutmeg on top of hot chocolate, boy, it'll make your ears wiggle.
Do you do the grading too? Because I know that. I prefer to grade it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
It's, get it fresh.
I mean, I'll get it however I can get it because I think nutmeg is great. But there are many other things that I'm not going to tell you what's in them. None of which are illegal, by the way. But boy, do they make those pancakes beautiful.
Awesome. Well, I guess I know where I'll be for Christmas morning breakfast if you guys will have me.
Let me tell you, you know, on Christmas morning, it is our annual stuffed French toast that my beautiful wife, Dee Dee, has made for all of our years. We have bacon. We have stuffed French toast. We have really beautiful hot coffee and cappuccinos, by the way, that she freshly makes.
Wow, awesome. Yeah, that is the place to be. You do great stuff with the leftovers, too, right, from holiday meals?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And she also makes, I call it monkey bread. What do you call it, Dee Dee?
Caramel cinnamon rolls.
Caramel cinnamon rolls. I don't know why I call it. I guess because you jump around when you eat them because they're so good. I call it monkey
bread. This is why I call it breakfast. You guys make me salivate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's fabulous. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and then the day after Thanksgiving, you get the turkey. You get the stuffing. She makes something called cheese pita, which makes your ears wiggle. You get
I got that recipe from you guys last year.
Try it this year. Yes, it's unbelievable, particularly if you let the top of it get a little brown. Oh, that cheese just machinates within all those ingredients. It's unbelievable. And then you get a little bit of cranberry sauce. I love cranberry sauce.
The canned or the real one?
Well, I prefer the real, but, you know, Ocean Spray's not bad, to be honest with you, if you're in a pinch and you're in a hurry. And you put it into a wrap, and Dee Dee knows how to make those wraps really tight so they don't leak out. I'm telling you, it's so good. It's just unbelievable.
That sounds so great.
Yeah, she says you grill the wraps. That's what you do. You fold them tight, and then you grill them, and they stay. Ooh, it's so good. So
you guys are the people to know when it comes to the recipes. We just got the Blackstone grill over the summer. My husband's trying to get on it, so he's been cooking a lot more. So even into the winter, I'm sending him out there. So maybe I'll have him do the grill.
Husbands have got to be worth something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't grill in the winter, maybe you should reconsider. You know,
you gotta take a trip north and come up to my new breakfast place, Jess. That's what you gotta do.
Oh yes, you should. Yeah, you should. It's within your listener area, too. I mean, your viewer area.
We do some Maine menu shoots too. We like to visit some places around Maine to see what's cooking. So I'll put that on the list.
Yeah, Cafe 1055 Lewiston Road, right in New Gloucester. I'm telling you, our buddy Joe Palmieri, the Big Jab. He texted me over the weekend. He said, "Hey, is the guy that owns Cafe 1055 the guy that's in every Monday?" I said, "Yeah, Bern." He said, "Yeah, that's his cafe." I said, "It is." He said, "I was up there over the weekend. The food was overwhelmingly good."
And Joe was there with his beautiful wife. And me and Joe have a whole heck of a lot in common.
That should scare you to death.
That
should scare you to death, no doubt. But you both have been on the road. He had Chicago Dogs for years. So you both been in the restaurant.
Well, that was one I had no idea it was him. And we had a great conversation about restaurants and food. And, you know, I hope that the state will start making a turn because we're losing so many great restaurants in this state.
When the Press Herald's writing about it and other newspapers are writing about
it,
it's crazy. Jess, any other pearls of wisdom you have to offer this morning?
Nothing else to pass on. Just great to catch up with you guys, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
It is always great to have you on, and happy 70th anniversary to WMTW Channel 8 News.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We will see you guys in a few moments at 7:53.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are fantastic and they want to be part of something bigger.
My future looks great at Moody's. The sky's the limit here.
If you're looking for a job and a great opportunity in a career, we're hiring at Moody's.
Hi, folks. My name is Scott Ducharme, and I'm running for Maine State Senate District 34 for Kennebunkport, Wells, Berwick, and North Berwick. I believe Mainers need economic relief now, and I'm ready to deliver. As a chief engineer in the United States Merchant Marines, a small business owner, father, and grandfather, I care deeply about our state. I'd be honored to earn your vote for early voting in October and November 5th, paid for and authorized by Scott Ducharme for Maine State Senate.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured due to someone else's negligent or dangerous conduct?
then you can't afford not to call Independence Law Maine, Maine's most skilled personal injury law firm, at 241-9717. 241-9717. I'm Dove Sachs, founder of Independence Law Maine, where we understand that the worst part of a serious injury, whether from a car accident or a botched surgery, is the loss of your financial, physical, and emotional independence, the need to rely on others for basic things you used to be able to do yourself. Yes, we will win your case and obtain maximum financial compensation, but our true mission is the restoration of your independence so you can get back to living life and making memories with those you love. Contact us today, independencelawmaine.com, 241-9717.
Hello, this is Joshua Morris, state representative from Turner. I'm running for re-election this year for the towns of Turner, Leeds, and Wayne. One of the reasons I am running is because the state budget is projected to have a $1 billion shortfall in the next biennium. This is due to overspending from Maine Democrats in the legislature. I would appreciate your vote to send me back to Augusta, as well as my Republican colleagues that are running in your districts. This ad paid for and authorized by Josh Morris for state representative, Josh Morris Treasurer.
If you have the will, they'll teach you the skill. Gorham Sand & Gravel is looking for competent, capable construction workers to join their team. Gorham Sand & Gravel is a family-owned earthwork construction company with nearly 40 years of experience servicing commercial and residential customers throughout